So, Mataji, today's class is given by Kaumudiki
Yes, Mataji, today's class will be given by Her Grace Kaumudaki Mataji. Mataji, are you
Mataji. Yes, Mataji, I'm there.
there? Yes, Mataji, you can take over now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji. We are very, very fortunate to be able to hear from Her Grace Kaumudiki Mataji. Mataji is a very senior devotee and she gives valuable association. We are very grateful to you, Mataji. Please accept our humble obeisances and please take over the call.
Please accept my humble obeisances, and I'm going to. We are going to hear Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada about the Brahma Samhita. Okay, so we have. Don't know if you can hear. Okay. Do the Mangalacharan. ॐ मुक्तानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्ते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामी इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू कंटिन्यू the Brahma Samhita. The verse number, the text number is 37. And we are reading the purport of the that is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, who is Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. So Prabhupada has said that this purport, whatever my Guru Maharaj has given in the purport, it should be printed as it is, because the devotees were asking if they can, what do you call them, edit it, do something, if there's some spelling mistake or something. The Prabhupada said, no, just print as it is. It's given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada. So that's what we are going to read. The text number 37. Ananda chinmaya rasa prativa vitabhir tabhir yeva nija rupataya kalabhi goloka yeva nivasati akhilatma bhuto गोविन्दमादिपुरुषं तमहं भजामि. So we have read up to last we read about this, how these different rasas are there in Goloka and Gokul, both places. And all the rasas, all the five primary rasas, Vatsalya, fraternal, I mean Sakya, parental, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. And also, Hare Krishna. All the five rasas are there, but one is the first one. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. And Madhurya rasas there's a conjugal rasas between it's divided into Swakya and Parakya. Swakya rasa is enjoyed by Krishna with his wedded wife, the queens, in Dwarka. And Parakya rasa is enjoyed by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in Vrindavan, which is unwedded gopis, all the gopis. So that rasa with Radharani and her associates, and those it's a Parakya rasa. So and it's the highest, topmost, because it's very intense. The feelings are very intense because there is a separation and union also. So that's how our acharyas have described that this Parakya rasa is the highest, the topmost. And that is what is been given to us by Lord Chaitanya and our acharyas and disciplic succession. So this is what Brahma Sahita, all you know, that was composed by Lord Brahma, who has achieved perfection in his austerities and given knowledge and darshan of Lord Krishna. So he has given this about the whole dham and everything. It was revealed to Lord Brahma. So then he has composed this Brahma Sahita. And this Brahma Sahita, we don't have the whole Brahma Sahita, but because most of it is lost in the time. But Lord Chaitanya, when he was traveling in South India, he found this fifth chapter of Brahma Sahita. And so that describes about the Goloka Vrindavan, everything about that. And that's what we are reading. And all these slokas are there. And purpose is given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So this is what we are reading. So last sentence then was Krishna, too, in response to that sentiment, by assuming the reciprocal sentiment of paramourship, performs the rasa and the other amorous pastimes with the aid of the flute, his favorite charami. Goloka is the transcendental seat of eternally self-realized rasa, beyond limited conception. Hence, in Goloka, there is realization of the sentimental assumptions of the rasa of paramarshika. So here, we have explained about the flute. Krishna's flute is very all about in the spiritual world, everything is sentient. Everyone is chit potency. It's a so then the flute, by the flute Krishna calls all the cows. Also when he goes herding the cows, he calls all the cows by their name, and whichever cow is called, that cow comes. So like that they were coming. So Krishna was, and the same way he was also when he wanted to perform the rasa dance. So he is inviting all the gopis by his flute, and the name of the gopis is mentioned, and that only particular gopi whose name is Danshan, that gopi hears. Nobody else can hear. So this is very personalized flute. So then he calls all the gopis, and this is what is being described. And this is a realization, Goloka, there is a realization of the sentimental assumption. This is what is important, of the rasa of paramarshika. So we have also discussed before that the gopis are, they were, some of them are married and some of them are not married. But the gopis, in their form, material form, I shouldn't say material, but in the form that they went to Krishna in the spiritual form. And the form they were there with, like the husbands or children and all the relatives, so that form remained there. And the spiritual, like this is what here in Gokula Vrindavan, this Vrindavan, we are talking about that pastime, is like that spiritual form of the gopis went to the rasana and meet Krishna and have the pastimes with Krishna. So, and in the Goloka, it's all spiritual. Everything sentient. So, they are all spiritual, but there is no bondage of marriage there, but this is sentiment is like they are assuming the sentiment that okay, they are married and they have they are attracted to Krishna and they are associating and serving Krishna. So now I'll read the purport again. Again, such is the nature of the principle of the majesty, that in the realm of Vaikuntha, there is no rasa of parental affection towards the source of all avatars, which is Krishna. And Goloka, Vaikuntha, there is only one rasa, is a servitude with awe and reverence. And the other rasas are not there. Whereas every devotee, male, female, they're all serving to Lord for Vaikuntha, Narayan. But the other, like a parental and the sakya, vatsalya, madhurya, those rasas are not there, but the shanta rasa and the dasya rasa, two rasas there. So now we read about but in Goloka, the seat of all super excellent deliciousness, there is no more than the original sentimental egoistic assumption of the same rasa. There, Nanda and Yashoda are visibly present, but there is no occurrence of birth. Vrindavan, the Gokul Vrindavan, we have observing the pastime of Krishna, the birth ceremony. That is the Janmashtami we are celebrating. So this pastime is not there in a Goloka. It's only here. For want of the occurrence of birth, the assumed egoistic sentiment of parental affection of Nanda and Yashoda has no foundation in the actual existence of such entities as father and mother. But it is of the nature of sentimental assumption on their parts. As if in a jayati janma nivaso devaki janma vado, etc. Like that. But this is all sentimental assumption. They are completely in the parent, like they are parent, as parents act. So they are doing that. Krishna has accepted them as their parents. So the parental affection, they are reciprocating with the Krishna. For the purpose of the realization of the rasa, the assumed egoistic sentiment is, however, eternal. So this, all the sentiment in the Goloka is eternal. In the rasa of amorous love, if the corresponding egoistic sentiments of concubinage and paramourship be more eternal, mere eternal assumptions, there is nothing to blame in them, and it also does not go against the scriptures. When those transcendental entities of Goloka becomes manifest in Vraja, then those two egoistic sentiments become somewhat more palpable to the mundane view in the phenomenal world. And there comes to be this much difference only. So this is the difference between Goloka and Gokula pastimes of the Lord and the residence of Vraja. Goloka Vrindavan and Gokula Vrindavan. When those transcendental entities of Goloka becomes manifest in Vraja, then those two egoistic sentiments become somewhat more palpable to the mundane view in the phenomenal world, and there comes to be this much difference only. In the rasa of parental affection, the sentiment of Nanda and Yashoda that they are parents becomes manifest in the more tangible form in the pastimes of birth, etc. And in the amorous rasa, the corresponding sentiments of concubinage and in the respective gopis become manifest in the forms of their marriages with Abhimanyu, Govardhan, etc. In reality, there is no such separate entity as husbandhood of the gopis either in Goloka or in Gokul. So previously I have mentioned about the Jiva Goswami has explained this about that Yoga Maya has created this is Yoga Maya's potent by Yoga Maya, and the two sets of gopis were there. Like one set remained with the parents and husband and children and whatever, all the household duties they were doing. And the spiritual person is bent to Krishna, all the gopis. So that's how this being, it's in this Gokul Vrindavan, That's how the pashrams are there. But in the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, there is no such thing as material. Everything is spiritual. In reality, there is no such separate entity as husbandhood of the gopis, either in Goloka or in Gokul. Hence, the Shastras declare that there is no sexual union of the gopis with their husbands. It is also for the same reason that the authorized teachers of the principle of rasa, Sri Rupa, writes that in the transcendental amorous rasa, the hero is of two different types. That is, the wedded husband and the paramapatis, chopapatis. Patis, chopapatis, cheti, prabhadeva, prabhedava, iha, vishruti, vishritava. Iti. Sri Jiva, in his commentary, by his words, Pati Pura Vanitana, Dvitiyo Vraja Vanitana. So that is the two parts Krishna has. I mean, his pastime, he's playing, enjoying. In a Puri, means a Dwaraka. He had a queens. So there's this Swakiya Rasa there. And Vrindavan is a Parakiya Rasa with the gopis. And that is also here it's mentioned that there was no sexual union. This has been described with the gopis here. It's Pati Pura Vanitanam and Dityo Uraja Vanitanam. Acknowledges the eternal paramourship of Krishna in Goloka and Gokula and the husbandhood of Krishna in Vaikuntha and Dwaraka. In the Lord of Goloka and the Lord of Gokula, the character of paramourship is found in its complete form. Krishna's deliberate overstepping of his own quality of self-delightedness is caused by the desire of union with another's wedded wife. The state of being another's wedded wife is nothing but the corresponding assumed sentiment on the part of the gopis. In reality, they have no husbands with independent and separate existence. Still, their very egoistic sentiment makes them have the nature of the wedded wives of others. So all the characteristics, that is, their desire makes the paramount overstep the bounds of duty, etc. Overstep the bounds of duty. So there is no duties. And this is associating with Krishna, giving Krishna pleasure, that is the topmost. And that is, those are eternally present in the seat of all deliciousness. In Vraja, that very thing reveals itself to an extent, in a form more tangible to persons with mundane eyes. So this is in a Gokul Vrindavan. It is done that way, that the sentiment is that wedded wife. So in a Goloka, there is inconceivable distinction and non-distinction between the rasas, analogous to mundane concubineship and wifehood. It may be said with equal truth that there is no distinction in Goloka between the two, as also that there is such distinction. Because that's it is the same as like Lord Chaitanya has given us Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. Achintya. We are one with Krishna and we are also separate from Krishna. Quality wise we are same, Satchidananda, but quantity wise Krishna is very, 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 very great. And we are all very, very, very minute. So that the same here, that is also, this is there. That concubineship and wifehood. It's so like a distinction and non-distinction. The essence of paramourship is the cessation of ownership. And the abeyance of ownership is the enjoyment of its own chit potency in the shape of abeyance of paramourship or enjoyment without the sanction of wedlock. The conjunction of the two exists there as one rasa, accommodating both varieties. It's Madhurya rasa. In Gokula, it is really the same with the difference that it produces a different impression on observers belonging to the mundane plane. In Govinda, the hero of Goloka, there exists both husbandhood and paramourship, above all piety and impiety and free from all grossness. Such is also the case with the hero of Gokula. Although there is a distinction in realization caused by yoga maya. If it be urged that what is manifested by yoga maya is the highest truth, being the creation of the chit potency, and that, therefore, the impression of paramourship is also really true, the reply is that there may exist an impression of analogous sentimental egoism in the tasting of rasa free from any offense, because it is not without a basis in truth. Wow. I'll read this last sentence again. If it be urged that what is manifested by yoga maya is the highest truth, being the creation of the chit potency, and that, therefore, the impression of paramourship is also really true, the reply is that there may exist an impression of analogous sentimental egoism in the tasting of rasa. I think I missed one line. Oh, the highest truth being the creation of the chit potency, and that therefore the impression of paramourship is also really true. The reply is that there may exist an impression of analogous sentimental egoism in the tasting of rasa free from any offense, because it is not without a basis in truth. The truth is a basis. It's not just made up by fertile mind. The purport is again, but the unwholesome impression that is produced in the mundane judgment is offensive, and as such cannot exist in the pure chit realm. In fact, Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has come to the true conclusion, and at the same time, the finding of the opposing party is also inconceivably true. It is a vain empirical wranglings about wedded wifehood and concubinage, which is false and full of spacious verbosity. He who goes through the commentaries of Sripad Jiva Goswami and those of the opposing party with an impartial judgment cannot maintain his attitude of protest engendered by any real doubt. What the Honourable Devotee of the Supreme Lord says is all true and is independent of any consideration of wholesome pros and cons. Because whatever they have said is true, because it has come, it's in spiritual potency, chit potency, and Krishna. So, from Krishna, is Krishna's potency, chit potency, spiritual potency. And Krishna is true, everything about him is true. There is no falsity. There is, however, the element of mystery in their verbal controversies. Those whose judgment is made of mundane stuff, being unable to enter into the spirit of the all-loving controversies among pure devotees, due to their own want of unalloyed devotion, are apt to impute to the devotees their own defects of partisanship and opposing views. Hare Krishna. It's very difficult to judge men. You know, we cannot judge. We should just accept. Commenting on the shloka of Rasa Panchadhyayi, Gopinam Tatpatinam Cha, etc. What Sripad Sanatana Goswami has stated conclusively in his Vaishnava Toshni has been accepted with reverence by the true devotee, Sripad Vishnavanath Chakravarti Thakur, without any protest. Because they see different devotees, they have. Because we are all individuals, so Krishna, he wants to enjoy all the rasas. He is Akhil Rasamrita Sindhu, and he wants to enjoy all the rasas. So he enjoys with the different grades of devotees, like also in all the sentient and in all the five and other seven subsidiary rasas also. The 12 rasas, Krishna enjoys the association with his devotees and gives pleasure to devotees. That is his main business, to give pleasure to devotees. Now read the purport again. Whenever any dispute arises reading the pure cognitive pastimes such as Goloka, etc., we would do well to remember the precious advice from the holy lips of Sriman Mahaprabhu and his associates, the Goswamis. That is, that the truth absolute is ever characterized by spiritual variegatedness that transcends the variegatedness of mundane phenomena. But he is never featureless. So what we are seeing variegatedness here, so many different kinds of bodies, and also there are different sentiments. We also personally, we have different relationship with different persons. We have bodily relations, so then we have different relationship, and also friendly relationship. So then we have one our superior, so we have different. So they are all different relationships exist there also in Goloka. From there, the reflection is here. That is the original in Gauloka. And in Gokula also, it's the same. They are all the relationships are there. And they are original. But in the mundane world, it's perverted. So variegatedness there in the Goloka. We see variegatedness here. So it has come from there. Variegatedness of mundane phenomena, but he is never featureless. The divine rasa is lovely with the variegatedness of the fourfold distinction of vibhava, anubhava, satrika, and vyabhichari. And the rasa is ever present in Goloka and Vaikuntha. The rasa of Goloka manifests as vraja rasa on the mundane plane for the benefit of the devotees by the power of yoga maya. Whatever is observable in Gokula rasa should be visible in Goloka rasa. In a clearly explicit form. Hence, the distinction of paramaship and concubinage, the variegatedness of the respective rasas of all different persons, the soil, water, river, hill, portico, bower, cows, etc., all the features of Gokula exist in Goloka. Dispose in an appropriate manner. Only difference is that here we may see it's on a mundane level, but there it's all there, it's spiritual there. There is only this peculiarity that the mundane conceptions of human beings possess of material judgment. Regarding those transcendental entities do not exist there. The conception of Goloka manifests itself differently in proportion to the degree of realization of the various pastimes of Vraja, and it is very difficult to lay down any definite criterion as to which portions are mundane and which are uncontaminated, which is spiritual. The more the eye of devotion is tinged with salve of love, the more will the transcendental concept gradually manifest itself. So there is no need of further hypothetical speculation, which does not improve one's spiritual appreciation, as the substantive knowledge of Goloka is an inconceivable entity. So as we become purified, as in being devotionally, we become pure and advance more and more. And so then there's a certain stage we may get some all this realization. And so then now, at least I'm in this condition, so then I just accept what the acharyas are saying and explaining. So that what we should do. Okay, good. To try to pursue the inconceivable by the conceptual process is like pounding the empty husk of grain, which is sure to have fruitless ending. It is therefore one's bounden duty by refraining from the endeavor to know to try to gain the experience of the transcendental by the practice of pure devotion. Any course, the adoption of which tends to produce the impression of fearlessness, must be shunned by all means. Unalloyed parakya rasa, free from all mundane conception, is the most rare attainment. Yes, then if we try, this body is explained here, Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, that like beating or pounding the empty husk of grain. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, we also hear Prahlad Maharaj has said that all these doing, this chewing the chewed, what is already been chewed, and it is no, cannot get any more rasa. So that's what the material enjoyment is, chewing the chewed. So many lifetimes we have been through, and just we have just at least try to enjoy, not enjoy, but try to enjoy. So the same thing over and over and over, every lifetimes. So then, but this what the same thing we're doing. But now, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, now we have received this very rare jewel of Hare Krishna mantra for us to purify ourselves and go for the advance in spiritual life and devotional life. So it's very fortunate that we have received this. We are fortunate. So now we have to practice and cultivate by following the rules and regulations, whatever acharyas have set down for us. Unalloyed parakya rasa, free from all mundane conception, is the most rare attainment. It is this which has been described in the narrative of the pastimes of Gokul. Those devotees who follow the delicate dictate of their pure spontaneous love should base their devotional endeavors on that narrative. So this is very nice. Those devotees who follow the dictate of the pure spontaneous love should base their devotional endeavors on that narrative. So as we have like spontaneous love, that is a Raganuga platform. As we come to that Raganuga platform, and then that stage, we can this. What happened? Yeah, then we can endeavor that devotional endeavor on that base. We should base our endeavor on that pure spontaneous love of the different, like it's mentioned that in different verses to the Vraja. We see parental servitude, parent, dasya, no, first is shanta, dasya, shakya, vatsalya, and madhurya rasas. So according to that, the realization they have, they can go further like that and follow the particular residence of Braja in that rasa. The sentiment and serving like that. But that is on when we are on a Raganuga platform, when we rush there, then it can be, it will be naturally inclined. We don't have to impose on ourselves. We don't have to artificially try. But it will be naturally be awakened within us. Now, the purport, they will attain to the more wholesome fundamental principle on reaching the stage of realization. the devotional activities characterized by illicit amour as practiced by worldly-minded conditioned souls are forbidden mundane impiety. The heart of our apostle Sripad Jiva Goswami was very much moved by such practices and induced him to give us his conclusive statement on the subject. It is the duty of a pure Vaishnava to accept the real spirit of his statements. It is a great offense to disrespect the Acharya and to seek to establish a different doctrine in opposition to him. So this is what our process is, that we just follow the acharyas previously had come and given us the process and knowledge. Everything is given, so all we have to do now is practice devotional service. So this is the end of the purport of the Brahma Samhita, chapter 5, text number 37. So we'll stop here. And anyone has any correction, addition, question, realization, please do so. Express. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna, Anil Prabhuji, please accept my obeisances.
Mataji, this is a very tough subject, tough topic, I think, to digest. So, this is the first time I'm understanding that in Goloka as well as Gokula, there is husbandhood in both the cases. Is from this purport. So, so I'm trying to digest that, Maharaji. So, with the gopis, there is husbandhood in Goloka also. Gokula also.
In a Goloka, it is sentient. It's not actual husband. Husband. But it's a mood they accept. There is no wedlock there. And go, because previously we read in the purport that I also remember. He said there is no wedding, wedlock. It's not that ownership is not there. And Krishna has his spiritual potency expanded into all these gopis. It's Krishna's own energy and expanded, and then the different sentiment is put in there. They have the different sentiments like that. So there's like some gopis, they feel, they have the sentiment that they are married. They have a husband. But actually there is no husband, there is no married. They are not married, but there is no husband. There is no binding force. So that's what he says, free, there is no duty. For, if there's a wife, then his wife has a duty to serve husband, cook and clean and whatever needs to be done and serve him. So that is not there. But the sentiment is there that, I have a husband. Like Radharani, her husband is... That's why Acharya described as a so-called husband. Not a husband, but so-called husband. So it's not in a, here they have the wedding in a, this mundane world, but they're in a Goloka. Like previously I mentioned about the Jiva Goswami has explained in the, how he has described in a Gopala Champu that the two sets of gopis by the Yoga Maya. This is Yoga Maya doing. That's what at last also we read that. That the two sets of gopis, like Radha, there are two Radha. So this is a wonder what is the eternal Radha Rani. For just tell you the truth, I cannot understand, but I'm just repeating. That because I have accepted that yes, this is it. So this is Radha Rani, there are two. That's how it's described. Because when they had a town meeting, Yogamaya called the meeting in the Jiva Goswami's Gopala temple is described. And everybody's invited for them. All the gopis, everyone. So all the gopis were here. Dharani and her sakis and all the gopis are there. Sakis and manjaris, and you know, all they are there. So then Yoga Maya says, are they all here? She says, yes, they are all here. But then she says, no, but I want somebody, so different people just go on in their respective homes, all these gopis, and see if they are there. So all these people, they go, Vrajavasis, they go, and they are there. So those are also brought them here. That all the town people, all the Vraja people are gathered, and there all the gopis are there, original one. And these are like like a chaya, Radha chaya, Vishakha chaya, Lalita chaya, Champaklita, like that. And so they are all doing their respective duties there, everywhere. And so they are all called here. So then we know that what happened. Because what happened that when Krishna, after finishing his all the killing of demons, then he comes to Vrindavan. And he and Balram both comes. So then here, now he's a cowherd boy in his coat, that dress, Gopal Vesh. That is his eternal identity, Gopal Vesh. So he does that, and then Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maya, they will, and Yashoda Maya said, in Dwarka, he had so many queens, 16,108 queens. But those are there, you know, Dwarka. But we haven't enjoyed your wedding, and we have, I want you to get married. So then Krishna said, okay, you tell me, who should I get married? So because everybody has a conception that Radharani is married, okay, to Abhimanyu. And it's respectively, all the gopis are married to those, all the different gopas. And he said that there are, so then Yashoda Maya thinks, what should we do now? Now there are some other new, unmarried gopis. So Yashoda Maya was thinking about those girls. But then she said, well, let us ask Purnamasi. She is a Yoga Maya. So ask Purnamasi. She is the one who gives us advice, and then we can do according to what she directs us. Then they ask. They say, that's why then this, Yoga Maya called the meeting, and all these gopis here, and those chaya gopis are there in their respective homes, and they are also brought there. So then here said, they saw that, okay, so now what to do? So this all these real, the original gopis, they are sent to their parents. And these Thaya gopis, they are went back to their husbands and respective homes. So now all these original gopis, the marriage is arranged with their all the respective house. All the gopis are there at their with their parents because they are not married. Actually, the marriage was the Chaya gopis. So then the marriage was performed. So then all the parents want to have their daughter married at their home, not at somebody else's. So they expanded. Krishna expands and married. And also by Krishna's potency, he also have all the relatives and Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Maharaj, they are also expansions on because all with Krishna they go. Like, you know, 16,000 queens, 16,108 queens in Dwarka, and he has expanded. He will expand and to go to be with every queen, same time, simultaneously. The same way there. The Jiva Goswami explains that all the gopis have went to their parents' house. So Krishna goes in a procession, wedding procession, with all his relatives. And so they are all expanded. As Krishna expands to as many gopis. And the marriage was performed. And they all become happy. And then Krishna said, then all the gopas said, Krishna said, don't go anywhere now. And just take us wherever you want to go. With us, we will come with you. So then Krishna said, okay. So then he takes everybody to Goloka. All these original gopis. And all the original covered boys, men, all the village original Vaishnavas. So that is how described in Gopal Chapu. Because it's some of the... When he was talking about this Parakriya Rasa and explaining this, so then some of the devotees, they had the kind of, like here is mentioned, the mundane view, that how, you know, this is unmarried girls and or maybe somebody else's wife and then he's enjoying it. How is it? But Krishna never enjoys as somebody else's wife. He only enjoys with his own spiritual, on a spiritual platform, not on a mundane platform. Like, there is one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Kaviraj Goswami. No, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this in a discussion between the Venkatapata in South India, Rangakshetra. Yes. So, because there was a discussion between Venkatapata and Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, they have developed the relationship. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there for 4 months on the rainy season at Venkatapata's house. And Venkatapata's son is Raghunath Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta. So then anyway, so there was a discussion that Lord Chaitanya is telling, and they were just friendly talking and said, well, Lakshmi Devi, because he's a follower of Venkatapata in their Sri Sampradaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Lakshmi Ji, she's considered very chaste of Narayan, wife of Narayan. But how is it that she wants to go to meet Krishna? Why? She's attracted to Krishna. When Krishna plays the flute, Lakshmi Devi is also attracted. And she also wants to take part in the pastimes with Krishna. So then, Venkatapata says, there is no difference between Krishna and Narayan. Just the same personality. There's no difference. So there's nothing wrong with Lakshmi to be attracted there. So then, Lord Chaitanya said, but yes, but if she attracted, that's nothing, it's fine. But then she wants to enter into the Rasa dance, but why she is not given, she cannot enter. So then Venkatapata said, well, I don't know. I cannot get into that. I mean, I don't have intelligence, or I don't have any realization of that, why she cannot enter into Krishna's pastimes. So then the reason was given. That is when the Krishna, Lord Chaitanya says this verse. You see, Gopa Jati Krishna, Gopi Prehasi Tahara. Gopa Jati. Like we have Brahman, like this is our Brahman, this is our Kshatriya, this is our Vaishya. So this is Gopa Jati. And Gopi Prehasi Tahara. The Gopis are his Prehasis. He's a Gopa, and Gopis are Prehasis. Then the second line is says in Devi va anya nari Krishna na kare angikar. Devi means the celestial ladies or any beautiful lady in this world, any beautiful woman, he does not accept. His prayers are gopis. So become prayers of Krishna, Midi has to become gopi. And she doesn't want to give up that, her position. In the very same position she wants to partake. So she cannot do. That's how he's explained. Is this okay, Prabhuji?
Yes, Madhaji. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful explanation. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Very, very wonderful class, Mataji, and very nice explanation you gave. Thank you so much. I also had the same question that Prabhuji asked, so I got answer. Thank you.
Yeah. It's because we are, you know, we are called conditioned, so we are conditioned. So this is the way we are conditioned. We think that the only conditional way. We cannot think of the highest unconditional way.
Yeah.
So it's natural for that, for us to think that way in the conditions. So when we become pure, like, you know, like Prabhupada, see Prabhupada, he is completely aloof, like a lotus leaf in the water. It's a whole pond. The lotuses are there. There are flowers, lotus leaves are there. But the water doesn't stay on it. So like they are alipta. They are above that. So that's how Prabhupada, gave us all this. Everything Prabhupada has given. It's not that Prabhupada didn't give anything. He gave everything. There is nothing lacking. Only about purification, as we become more and more pure, we realize what Prabhupada has given. He has given us Goloka. Gokul, Goloka both. By the mercy, Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. That is what he has also described, that Lord Chaitanya, that we are very fortunate that we have come, taken body in this Kali Yuga. That Lord Chaitanya doesn't come in every Kali Yuga. In only one day in Brahma's life, Krishna comes. And after Krishna, Lord Chaitanya comes. Krishna also doesn't come in every Dwapara. Only one day in Lord Brahma, one day of Brahma, one time. And Brahma's years, so many. They are 14 manas. So in the seventh man, in a certain Dwapara Yuga, 28th cycle of a Yuga cycle, in a Dwapara Krishna came. So in there, Lord Chaitanya also came after that, after Krishna went. So this is not available in the Hare Krishna mantra is there, but it's not by given by Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya has given this freely and no consideration of any aparad. But that is not given in other other Kali Yugas. Only this Kali Yuga. So this is very special Kali Yuga. That's why Prabhupada is mentioned. It's a swarna, golden. This 10,000 years in this Kali Yuga. It's golden Yuga. Lord Chaitanya is golden. And he gave. Lord Chaitanya is none different than Krishna. Everybody knows that. By understanding, by reading, and by hearing. So, after Krishna went back to Goloka, then he was thinking that I haven't given my love. I gave the instruction and everything. But then I haven't given my love. On a very long time, so that is what is long time. See, there's 71 Manu in one day of Brahma. And there are, this is, no, 14 Manu. And then they, all the Manus have life span is 71 Yuga cycles. Or something like that. I'm becoming confusing on the figures, numbers. So anyway, so then in this 14th month, and this 7th month, and 28th cycle, yoga cycle, Krishna came. So following Krishna, Lord Chaitanya came. So that's why Krishna, when Krishna was thinking that he wanted to give love of him, Krishna Prema. So that's why then Lord Chaitanya, as Lord Chaitanya, Krishna came as his own devotee and taught how to love Krishna. So we are in a very, very, very fortunate situation that we have received this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And there is no consideration of eligibility or ineligibility or whatever this qualification is not considered. So, I want to take more. I should take an opportunity to try to purify myself by chanting very nicely. So we can, if we can do that, then we can all go to. But after leaving this body, we can go to Goloka Vrindavan and serve there. It's very, very wonderful. Very, very, very rare. So many Kali Yugas, millions of Kali Yugas, but this is a special Kali Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya is giving us this. So it's very, we are fortunate that we are also having given, you know, Prabhupada came and they, by Prabhupada's mercy, we are, all the acharyas there, we gave all this knowledge, everything. And by the Prabhupada's mercy also we have this conference. And we are all at different places situated. Even though we have temple, and temple is, we cannot go to temple every day for the hearing the Bhagavatam class. So now here, Krishna is so kind. Lord Chaitanya is very kind. Give us this opportunity to associate with each other with this sound vibration of this. Even though it's material instruments that we have, but then we are using this for Krishna's service. So it becomes a spiritual when we use this. So it's very, very wonderful. Very wonderful Lord, very wonderful Prabhupada, very wonderful Lord Vaishnavas, and very wonderful the process. And we are also trying to become wonderful to accepting this and practicing. Thank you very much, everyone, for allowing me to just purify myself. Whatever purification is done. Thank you, Hare Krishna. I'm in
there. Thank you so much. It's really wonderful to have you.
Hare Krishna, Kanishita Mataji, Chandrat Pranam, Vishwa Prabhupada. Thank you very much, Komolika Mataji.
Komolaki. Thank you, Mataji. Is it, I don't know what Mataji's name.
Vrindavati Mataji.
Vrindavati Mataji, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. You are so wonderful, devotee. I only see you are always exciting. Always exciting. Jai Radha Gopinath. It's very wonderful. Not that just words. The emotion is there. The what do you call, sentiment is there of the glorification. It's very, very wonderful. When I hear, I say, oh yes, I should do that too. But I'm so conditioned. What can I do? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Munna Gopika Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, you are so sincere and so senior devotee. Please bless us.
That's what I'm speaking also. You are very, very nice sentiment. Please bless me with the sentiment. Yeah. If you think I have something, I am ready to give. Whatever I have. Because how can I keep? I cannot keep. Whatever I have, I try to give. So that's better. Otherwise, I don't want to become a miser, you know. So whatever I read and understood, so just give it out. Thank you, Mataji. Very, very wonderful. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dana Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. The conversation and then all the class was so nectarian, Mataji.
Is Anjana Gopika, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I just relish you chanting so wonderfully. And
Mataji,
you're chanting very nicely, loud and very nice, clear voice. When I try to chant loudly, I just start coughing. So then I just have to be good.
Yes, Mataji. I was just remembering one point. Yeah, it's how Jagannath Das Babaji, I was hearing the lecture last week, his appearance day, I forgot appearance or disappearance. He was, means how we are, I always in chanting, maybe it may be disturbed to others. Maharaj always suggests to chant loudly, and then when he was 125 years, maybe even more than that, he used to chant very loudly.
And yeah, roaring like.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's
very nice. No, I mean this Jagannath Babaji you're mentioning about. That he was chanting very loudly.
Sorry, Mataji. Yeah, sometimes.
Very nice. Yeah, go ahead, please. Forgive me.
No. It's your class. Your realization is very high, Mataji. Just bless us. We can have a drop of mercy, Mataji. We can develop same attitude towards Vaishnava, especially. Very nice.
And
thank you, Mataji.
You're putting the quotes in a WhatsApp. So I read that. It's just very nice. So you are giving out also. You're not keeping it to yourself. Thank you very
Thanks.
much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Maybe sometime we'll meet. I'd like to have a darshan upon the devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. No, Mataji, we need to take your darshan, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Well, we can take each other's darshan, like when we go to temple. We see them. I think that I'm going to have a darshan, but the Lord also has a darshan. He also sees us when he goes to temple. So we should go nicely, all the tilak and present nicely. Thank you. Mataji, wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Lalitangi Radha Mataji and Shyamagauri Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Your reading was very, very nice, the purpose, and then you explained that this is a very, very important topic.
Very, 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 very deep also. So I am only on the surface.
Mataji, you gave us such nectar. Thank you so much, Mataji. Anything else, Shyamagauri Mataji? Can we end the call? I think
yes, Mataji, we can end.
कृपा सिंधु पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवभ्यो नमो नमः.